Hello, friends. Long time no see. Didn't plan to be away from the podcast since June. It's November. I did not plan on taking such a long hiatus. And I think in the last episode, I had mentioned that some things were changing in my life that were allowing me a lot more time and space and energy to be able to devote to things like higher self. And let me tell you, it has been a whirlwind ever since then. So much has happened. Oh my goodness, I cannot wait to share the goodness, the juice, the fruit, because there's so much of it. One thing I want to update you on is that my health, it just went through the freaking washing machine. And yes, when you take something out of the washing machine, it's clean, it's fresh. But first, it has to go through this process of being scrubbed and agitated vigorously. And that's basically what happened with my health. And when I say my health, I mean not just in a physical sense, in terms of symptoms and a sense of well-being in my body, but also spiritual health and emotional and mental well-being. I had this period of time when I was doing a lot of new things in order to heal myself from migraines. And I had a lot of breakthroughs, a lot of success, but it still didn't quite get rid of the migraines. And I'm really interested in root causes and getting down to what is the source? How can we fully heal, not just suppress symptoms or supplement ourselves to death to where my body no longer needs to produce them? So whether it's producing pain because of a physical reason, like a nutritional deficiency, or maybe it's something like an unhealed trauma. I also believe that ways that we are living out of alignment with our truth and our higher self can cause physical discomfort and pain as well. So I am really interested in getting to the root of things. I am not interested in settling for anything less than getting to the source, healing it at the root, and that goes with everything. So like I said, I had a lot of breakthroughs, found some things that worked really well, but I still needed to continue my search because it wasn't complete yet. I was still having migraines. I would go a few months without any, and then I'd have a really awful one. And it just felt like I had been running a marathon and then out of nowhere would get slingshotted back to the start. It was rough. I was really exhausted. I felt so depleted. And I started getting to this just dark internal place. I was starting to lose hope. And it just kind of felt like I was in this yo-yo effect. Like I'm running this marathon and somehow I can never get to the finish line and I keep having to start over. And then when I least expect it, just getting rocked back to square one. So needless to say, that has been really challenging, but there's also been so much brightness and breakthroughs, these aha moments and magic that have just swept in. It's kind of hard to articulate what has been really working and what are the things that have really made a big difference, because it's less of like, oh, I started taking more magnesium and then I started feeling better. It's not like that. It's like something shifted within me and then things started to change. In mid-October, I had this experience that felt like an extinction event. If you don't know what an extinction event is, it's when, let's say it's like a behavior in a child. Maybe they are throwing a tantrum every time they get into their car seat and you're working on it and you're trying some new things and some ways to support them so that tantrum doesn't need to happen anymore. Right before the tantrum about the car seat stops, like they start to get in the car with ease, there's this catharsis where the biggest, worst, craziest, most cinematic tantrum you've ever seen in your life has to happen. It's like an expungement, an expelling of built-up energy. And so I experienced what felt to me like an extinction event with migraines. And that's not to say that I'll never have another one again, but ever since this happened, I have been feeling amazing. Briefly, because this isn't really what this podcast episode is about, but I just wanted to update you because it's been a while. And I know a lot of you who listen, you struggle with migraines or some sort of chronic pain too. And I think it's really important to share those experiences and the breakthroughs that happen, because it can be such a lonely experience and it can be really challenging to find resources that are actually helpful. So essentially what happened was that I have known that there was something in my life I needed to let go of. I knew exactly what it was, and it was this core structure in my life, something that I had become very attached to. And every single migraine that I've had in the last 2-3 years, I've received this message. And it's like being able to hear my higher self, or maybe a spirit guide or an angel, like some really loving, wise force that just says gently, "My darling, it is time to let this go." And I consider myself someone who has a really healthy relationship with attachment and detachment. It's generally really easy for me to let something go when I can feel that something has run its course, whether that is a relationship or a habit or like a car, you know, whatever it is. That's usually kind of easy for me. But this one was really hard. And it wasn't as much because of my own attachment to it, but because I was really afraid of what would happen after. What would the consequences be? How might I hurt the ones who are involved in the structure in my life? I was in a place during the last podcast episode in June where I was kind of in the process of letting this thing go. I couldn't release my grip. And I thought, okay, maybe if I just relate to it in this way, maybe I just need to change my relationship to it rather than letting it go completely. And so I just tried all of these things that were avoiding the inevitable truth that I needed to let this go. And as I tried and I tried to hang on, I got sicker and sicker. It reminded me of witnessing my parents trying to make their marriage work growing up. They got divorced when I was 18. And as kids, me and my siblings were just like, oh my God, can you guys just like do it already? Like, this is so rough. It was sort of like watching two people try and make something work that was never going to work. And then when they finally got to the point where they realized, not only is this not working, but this hasn't been working for a really long time, and we've been trying to force ourselves together, when actually, like, it could have been much less painful if we could have been courageous and loving enough to just let each other go. I share that because I think we all know that place, whether we've experienced it with a relationship, a job, a place we live. There can be that feeling of, I know I need to let this go, but I'm so afraid of what I'm losing, or I'm so afraid of how much it will hurt, or what others might think of me, or what the fallout might be. And anytime we make a decision like that, we have to come to a place in order to move from that paralysis or ambivalence. We have to move to a place of, I know in my heart that this is right, and I trust my inner guidance so much. I know that I can't yet see what I'm going to gain from this. I'm just really focused on what I clearly see I'm going to lose, or I think I'm going to lose. But I have to take that jump. There's a Terence McKenna quote that is one of my favorites. He says, "Nature loves courage. You make the commitment, and nature will respond to that commitment by removing impossible obstacles. Dream the impossible dream, and the world will not grind you under. It will lift you up. This is the trick. This is what all these teachers and philosophers who really counted, really touched the alchemical gold, this is what they understood. This is the shamanic dance in the waterfall. This is how magic is done, by hurling yourself into the abyss and discovering it's a feather bed." I have had to come to that place so many times in my life, and there's been varying levels of ease and hesitation, but this one came with tons of hesitation. But there was this tower moment where I was given a choice. After weeks and weeks of being probably the sickest I've ever been, not just with migraines, but all of these other symptoms that started coming up, I really felt like my body was shutting down. It was really scary. I knew that it was just a moment of suffering speaking and not really my truth. With pain, you can just get to that dark place sometimes. I was reminded of the star card in the tarot. So the star card is like when you've been crying and you are in such a deep despair. And then all of a sudden, there's this glimmer of light that starts to shine through, or this little whisper of hope. It's the glimmer in the darkness, even when you thought there was no light. And so it was like this voice began to speak. And the message I received once again, loud and clear, more clearly than ever before, was that this really core part of my life that I was so attached to had to go. And even though I had poured so much of myself into it, it was complete. And it's like letting go of a partner. You know, you dream about how far you'll go together and the kind of beauty that can come into the world through your love. But then you get to a place and realize that those dreams aren't going to happen, at least not with that person. And you have to grieve that ending. You have to grieve the dream that you had been dreaming for so long. And of course, every ending is also a beginning. And in surrendering to this, knowing that I had cut this thing out of my life, I had to remove myself from it, I was given a choice. And that was, okay, you can take a clean break, totally severed, like just clean and done. And the other was commit to this thing more fully than ever before. And I just knew I couldn't do that. It felt like abandoning myself to do that. And it was so challenging because I had imagined a gradual untangling of myself from this structure in my life. So this choice point came, and it was like this tower moment of, holy shit, I'm about to lose this. And I know that I need to lose this, but I didn't expect it to happen this way. Like, oh my God, universe, you heard my call. And wow, what an interesting picture you have painted for me. There was this part of me that really resisted it at first. Like, no, I didn't want it to happen this way. It could have been so much more gentle of a process. And I had a few hours after being given this choice where I was just in shock. I couldn't stop crying. I was walking around the house, like kind of hiccuping, hyperventilating, that sort of place, and just in disbelief that I was being faced with this choice. I came to a point a few hours later where I just surrendered to reality, because the fact was I had to jump off the cliff. I had to just jump and trust. And it sort of felt like jumping into an ocean of unknown. And that when I landed in the ocean, I looked around and I was floating. Not only was I floating, but the ocean was filled with shimmering beauty and life, and it energized me and nourished me. And I got to tell you guys, ever since removing this thing from my life that has always been so dear to me, it has become abundantly clear that this was a major driving force in my unwellness. Because ever since, and it's been maybe 4 or 5 weeks now, I feel more consistently creative than I think I ever have. I have an abundance of energy literally every day, even during my moon time. Whereas before, like, I was struggling to just make it through the day, even in the height of my cycle, ovulating, supposed to have the most energy, I could barely pick myself up off the floor. And now I feel like a different person. I feel more like myself than I ever have. And it's just, God, it's so funny. Like, as humans, we can just resist and resist something that we know with every fiber of our being to be right and true. But then this fear can keep us from taking action. We're crazy. So here I am in this space with more time, an abundance of energy, a volcanic level of creative force that has lied dormant in me for my entire life. I've always known it was there, but it was hidden, sleeping. And I never expected this to be the thing that would unlock the key and let the magma flow. But here we are. One of the things that can be so funny about the unknown is that it can feel empty, like this void, right? This black space with nothingness. We can choose to move in the direction of the unknown, and there can be this doubt, right? I don't know what's here. I can't see. Is anything going to come and fill this space? Do I need to create it? And if we're wise, you just wait. You just rest and trust that any void is a fertile void. And that because it is the nature of the universe, that space of nothingness will pendulate into somethingness or everythingness. And that before we know it, the unknown will make itself very, very clearly known. What it will be revealed, what the next step is, what the next phase is. And I didn't even realize that before even stepping into the unknown, I already knew what was there. But at the time, I had this idea that I didn't know. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know what was going to come next. But there was just this faith that surely, eventually, something and the right thing would come. And I thought, it would take so long and maybe it would have to be kind of created by me, which is like always a silly thing, right? We think that we have to be the ones to initiate something when at least that's not the way I live my life. I find that things always come in toward me. And the more that I can just listen and wait for its arrival, the smoother everything is rather than trying to force or interject myself into the idea of what life wants to live through me, right? If I can just listen to how I am meant to be used as a soul, as a light, as a teacher, next, it will come. I don't have to decide. So anyway, much sooner than I expected, this volcanic blast of energy, inspiration, creativity, it just rushed right in, swept me off my feet, and here we are. There's still some unknown, but it's more of like little glimmers in the air, like you're going for a walk and a little shimmer catches your eye and you look over to your side and you see that there are these fireflies, these glimmers of light all around you. It's like this magic in the air rather than being an ocean you're swimming in. So now that unknown feels less like everything. Now the unknown is like the adornment of this phase of my life. One of the things that has been so amazing is how there was this convergence that happened, that I let go of this thing and I didn't realize how heavy it had become. Heavy on my body, on my mind, my energy, everything. And the more I untangled myself from it, the more it became really clear that it had really been weighing me down. And once I let it go, there was this convergence of support that rushed in. I had an appointment with this really incredible Eastern medicine practitioner, and I had called her office for an appointment in June. But she's so badass, she's so booked out that there is nothing available until the end of October. So the timing worked out. I finally got to see her, had some amazing, huge mega insights. I can share more about those in the future if you're interested. I also had just this flood of support come in, not only from from her, but also from energy healers and different types of health practitioners, that I always wanted to be supported by, but could never find anyone where I lived. And it was like, I made this choice, I made the commitment, and all of a sudden, this convergence of support rushed in. It reminded me of the hero's journey and how when the hero thinks that they can't trust themselves or they're not strong enough or they can't go any further, help arrives. And it was just the perfect timing, and I am over the moon. So I want to wrap up, but I want to let you know that there are some really exciting things coming by the end of this month. I have more podcast episodes planned for you about the witch wound, that scar in our psyche that can prevent us from using our voice, sharing our gifts, being our true authentic selves, especially if we identify as women. I'm very eager to share that. And, oh, this is the big one, you guys. There's a really exciting offering that I have been working on for the better part of this year. Something that I have been creating with my beloved Jacob, and it is almost ready, like any day now. It will be out by the end of November. I'm going to tell you in one of the next podcast episodes all the details. I'll spill everything, but this is everything I've ever wanted to do. It allows me to show up the way I've always known I could show up, wanted to show up, but didn't let myself because of my own witch wound. So let's just say that if you consider yourself to be an empath, a light worker, a highly sensitive person, a starseed, a conscious being, a leader, you will want to become a part of this. You will want to join. So I won't say any more. I don't want to spoil it, but if you identify as any of those, or you're just like, yeah, I want more of what she's got. I want more of the magic, more of the, whatever it is that you get from listening to these podcasts, you are going to want to be a part of this. So I will share more very, very soon. And I mean that this time. I love you. I miss you. I hope you are well. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my journey and where I've been the last few months. And I am so deeply looking forward to connecting with you more often, more consistently, to serve you and love you and give my gifts to you. Have an absolutely beautiful day, evening, morning, afternoon, amazing life. I love you. Beep, 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 beep.